Blog Talk Radio.
Quite a bit on tap tonight, and you know,
We launched two brand new products this week, so it's been like a whirlwind. And, well, I would jump right into it. One of the products we launched this week, we've been talking about it for a while, is the Canovia coffee. I spoke about it last week. And as I said before, the Canovia coffee is a healthy coffee. And it's made with three, what they call superfoods, which are three mushrooms, different types of mushrooms that the Chinese have been using for medicinal purposes for many, many thousands of years. And the three mushrooms, of course, is the Ganoderma, the Goji berry, and the cordyceps. And they're very high in antioxidants, and all three of those mushrooms have different qualities and purposes that the Chinese medicine, Eastern medicine, uses for. But of course, as we always have to preface and saying, we're not making any medical claims here. You just try it, and you know, on the advice of your doctor, and see, you know, what happens. But anyway, with the Canovia coffee, it is really, I mean, besides having the medicinal value, and I understand it tastes good. I haven't gotten my shipment yet, and I'm waiting. But you know what? This is a perfect way to increase your income. Any of the Zamzu free agents can use this product to create income for themselves. It's very good to create income for churches and nonprofits and community-based organizations, schools, anything of that nature. They even have an opportunity to private label these products. I mean, that is fantastic. So that is something. As a matter of fact, today I was speaking to someone from a church, and I was introducing them to the product, and I spoke to them, and I was saying, I said, you know, you could put the name of your church as on the lobby. He says, we can call it, you know, the church, you know, coffee, and the name of the church. I said, yes, you can. And boy, his eyes got so big when he heard that. So we're going to be talking more about that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty sounds
have you had a chance to taste the coffee yet? Did you get your delivery yet?
No, I got my order and I'm waiting for it to get here, and hopefully, you know, it's like everybody else is so anxiously waiting as we put those orders in, because the next day they were gone. There's a couple people I knew who I told to go ahead and order it as soon as it came out. They waited a day late and they went back to the site. And,
as soon as I got the email, I put my order in immediately.
Yeah, that's what my wife did. And we called everybody on our team and said, do it now because it's not going to be there long.
And we understand, and we keep hearing that, you know, there are other companies that are many of them out there that are using this type of concept. Ours is the only one that makes the use of three different mushrooms. Ours is the only one. Most of the other ones only use the Ganoderma, but we added on the Goji berry and the cordyceps.
And
so
could you again let the listening audience know? I mean, I know you did once before about the even though we know we can't say, you know, because we're not doctors and all of that kind of stuff. But what is supposed to be the benefits of those ingredients?
Oh, no problem. Well, as I was saying before, the Chinese. In the research I've done, based on the Chinese medicine, the three mushrooms have antioxidant properties, and we all know that antioxidants are very good for our bodies. We have all these free radicals running around in our bodies, and that helps to keep those in check. But the free radicals is what injures our organs and our bodies. The Ganoderma mushroom has an analgesic, pain-relieving, anti-inflammatory qualities. And the Chinese said it's good for lowering blood pressure, lowering cholesterol and blood sugar. The goji berry is also known as the happy berry. And, oh, yes, the Ganoderma mushroom, by the way, is also known as the red reishi mushroom. You can also, R-E-I-S-H-I, you can look it up as that if you want to Google it. Going back to the goji berry, it's a sweet-tasting berry, and it grows in Tibet, Himalayas, and Mongolia. And it's also nicknamed as the happy berry because it gives itself a sense of well-being. And the Chinese medicine states that this berry helps with eyesight, it helps boost sperm production, protects the liver, improves circulation, among many other things. The cordyceps is, in traditional Chinese medicine, is known as the healing mushroom. And it is used to treat liver, kidney, heart disease, as well as immune system disorders and diabetes. It is also reported to have anti-cancer properties. So, and you can look this up on the internet. You put the names of any three of these mushrooms in Google, because that's basically where I found my information. And you could go on these websites, these alternative medicine websites, and they all pretty much are saying the same thing about these mushrooms. So that's good. Research is where it's all at.
All right, all right. Okay, so that lets people know about the coffee, and you was also saying, because I know you in one of those states has been deregulated in terms of energy, and so what's the... So what's the 411 on this energy piece?
Oh, yes. We are one of 14 states that has been deregulated for energy. And in addition to, of course, the immediate to New York and New Jersey, which is immediate, and New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, which is the tri-state area here, in addition to those three states, Pennsylvania, Maine, Massachusetts, Illinois, Ohio, Maryland, Texas, Delaware, and New Hampshire are the other states that energy deregulation has occurred. And people want to know, what is energy deregulation? Basically what it is real simply put, we get our utility bills in New York from, or in New York City, I should say, from Con Edison. Con Edison is the utility company. Now, what Con Edison does, and we all know Con Edison pretty much is a monopoly, and that's where the deregulation is coming in, but Con Edison also has to get their energy from a supplier. But what does Con Edison do, for example? They use their own supplier, so they control their own prices. So Con Edison is a utility company that delivers the energy to us, the electricity, the gas, or whatever it is. They deliver it to us. And we're using their poles and their wiring or whatever, you know, in order to get here. We use their meters and what have you. But they have to get it from somewhere. And they develop their own company to do this. What the regulation does gives us as the consumer the opportunity to choose which supplier we want to use. And many of these suppliers can offer the electricity to Con Edison at a cheaper rate. And this is where we have the choice of signing up and, you know, getting one, getting a contract or however it's done. Now, we made an agreement with the company, which is America Approved Energy Services. We partnered with them, and they're the ones that will be bringing the discounted, hooking us up with suppliers with the discounted, you know, energy. And what they do is they evaluate your bills, three of your utility bills. They have to be three consecutive bills. They look at it, they evaluate it and see, you know, the type of usage. Is it residential, is it commercial, you know, how much you use, you know, and what have you. And then they kind of partner it up with a supplier that suits your needs. And you look over there and you make a decision. Now, I still have a lot more training to do on this exactly to see exactly how, you know, it works out. And I will continue to, you know, research this and look into it. But, you know, it's been around a while. There's been some other companies that have been doing it. And it's been working out pretty well for a lot of companies. You know, we just have to, every person has to evaluate it on a case-by-case basis and see how it works for them.
Okay, yeah, but that's going to be it. That's another huge market shift as deregulation moves across this country because, today people are benefiting from the deregulation of the phone industry, and that's how when the phone industry was deregulated, how we ended up with, you know, some companies that have come and gone. I mean, I can think of one that I was involved in called Xcel, and people laid a lot of money, MCI, Sprint, and they're still around. So, I mean, yeah. You know, this deregulation of the energy and us, again, being able to cash in on that from a consumer and from a merchant point of view, we're going to see some tremendous increases in people's incomes that take advantage of that. So, I'm excited to see how that unfolds also, looking to learn all can learn about how to take advantage of that market shift.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, again, this is available to our free agents as well as the brokers to a point that, you know, you could participate. You surely can, you know, get your own utility bills checked out via your ZAMZU website, which is a good thing. You know, but this is really good for both the free agents and the brokers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Hey, what else is going on?
Well, you know, we all started off as a travel company, and we've, you know, since we partnered with got the e-commerce side of the business, but we still deal with travel. I myself, this is one of the specialties that I specialize in, is the travel, and I was delighted to get a piece of news this week. And when this email came to my computer, I was like beyond thrilled. And we found out that Disney Cruises, I have set up new itineraries, and they will be sailing from 3 additional ports. In the past, they only sailed from Port Canaveral, but starting in 2012, Disney is coming to New York.
Mm.
The Disney Cruise Line is coming to New York. Do you know how much savings that will be? Most people will have to travel all the way down to fly the family all the way down to Port Canaveral, Florida. But in this day and age, when we're trying to save on money, it's great to cruise from your home port. So you can almost slash that vacation in half, you know, at least a third of it to one half of the price. And the first sailing will be the Disney Magic, and it will be sailing May 25th, 2012, from the port in New York. And they're going to have two itineraries. One will be an 8-night Bahamas cruise, which includes a stop in Port Canaveral, Florida. We'll be going from New York to Port Canaveral, which will give people an opportunity to spend one day in Disney World. Which is great. They won't leave. They'll arrive 6:15 in the morning, and they won't leave Port Canaveral, Florida, until 11:30 that night. So you essentially can pretty much stay in Disney till about 9:30 at night or so, which is a pretty nice day, you know. You get to spend a total of 4 fun-filled days at sea. And let me tell you, I always tell people, cruising is not about the destination, folks. Cruising is about the cruise, what's happening on the ship. The destination is really just an extra thrown in. And so it takes 2 days to get to Port Canaveral, so you have 2 days at sea, and then you'll be at Nassau. You'll be visiting Nassau, and you'll be visiting the Disney. I forgot the name of their island. Castaway Cay. Disney Castaway Cay. So you'll be having 2 days, you know, a couple of days there, and then you'll be coming back. So all together will be 4 fun-filled days. And let me tell you something. Disney knows how to create fun. We all know that by going to Disney World. That's the 8th day. The 5th day crew is going to Canada, where you have 2 fun-filled days at sea. And it's the same Canada, New England route. They'll be stopping at Halifax, Nova Scotia, and at St. John's, New Brunswick, which is part of Canada. Let me tell you something. We visited those ports this summer, and they are absolutely beautiful, the ports themselves. It's really, you would think, it's not a Caribbean island, I'm going to Canada. No, let me tell you something. Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, the weather was perfect. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too, you know, cold or chilly. Or I brought my jacket, didn't need to use it. And the scenery, Peggy's Cove and some of the places there when we went on excursions were just breathtaking. But again, the cruise experience, going on a cruise is about the cruise experience. And so you have 2 fun-filled days at sea, so a total of 5 days on this cruise on the Disney Magic. I mean, that is absolutely fantastic. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds very, very exciting. I mean, so Disney coming to New York. All right, that's exciting.
And free agents, I just always have to throw this in. If you have a free agent website, one of the free sites that we can give away to you, you go to your website, you click on cruises, and you book your cruise. And you will get, in addition to saving money from not having to fly all the way out to Port Canaveral, Florida, in addition to that, you will be getting a 30% commission just from booking your cruise from your website. You can't beat that.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Hey, let's take a station break, and when we come back, you can update us about Spider-Man.
All right.
Hey, you're listening to Home Base Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Base Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. All right, we're back from station break. We have a few minutes left. And so what's happening? What's the 411 on Spider-Man these days?
Well, Spider-Man, as I said before, is supposed to close down. And you know what? I forgot the date it's supposed to close down. But it's scheduled to close down and be revamped. But, you know, I had a coworker who went with her son's class to see, and she, by the way, is a Zamzu free agent, but she didn't get it. She didn't get the tickets to Zamzu. The school had already obtained the tickets. But Anyway, nevertheless, she had obtained, they went to see the play, and she came back raving about it. She said it's something that she had never seen before. She said it was absolutely spectacular. She said it held the attention of the kids. Now, look, if you go to a play, and it's, you have a bunch of kids, and they're not fidgeting, and, you know how kids are. All around, they're not doing that, and they're enjoying it. You know what? That is saying something right there. I mean, she said, you know, with all the, with the, like the acrobatic moves, where they're just moving all around and just flying all around, and she said it was just fantastic. She said the storyline, as far as she was concerned, was very easy to follow, even though the critic says that it wasn't easy to follow the storyline. She said she didn't see anything wrong with the storyline. And I have to tell you, this particular co-worker of mine, I love Athele, and she is she's a stickler for being exact about things, you know? So she went in there kind of expecting, you know, that panned it and it wasn't it. And she was like, what were these people talking about? So I just find it really interesting, you know? But it's going to be a brand new play when they finish with it. When they overhaul it.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know, time goes by when you're fast, when you're having fun, and we're down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Any closing remarks you want to share with the listening audience tonight before we get ready to wrap up for the evening?
Well, just don't forget to stop by my blog. You can read more about the coffee, about the energy, and about Zamzu. By going to myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. www.myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. You go there and, you know, you can read the many posts about all the various things that's happening. And also, you want to get your free Zamzu website that we're talking about where you can book your trips and book your tickets to plays, or tickets now, and some of the other places, you go to www.freebizforyou.com. That's FREEBIV, YOU.com. And you can get yourself a free website. Just fill out the form there, and there you go.
All right. All right, and with that said, people, hey, we're going to wrap up this edition of The New Yorker. And, hey, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back next week, same time, same station. And, again, tune in for another edition of The New Yorker next Sunday. And until then, hey, I'd like to say God bless you and God bless your families, and may you have a blessed and wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
All right.